So Kyle, after not having any matches the week before, he got a bunch of them this past weekend.
Oh, he got a bunch. Yes, and he was actually really excited too, because, I mean, the kid has fire underneath his feet, and he's just ready to go. So every match he went into, he was ready to go. He did take third. He had an unfortunate loss in the semis, but that almost fired him up even more, and then he just crushed it going all the way through and taking third place. So, but we did get to watch his biggest competition is, and one of them's in Southeast. So
Okay. Now
we know who we're going to target all.
A little bit of a preview, and maybe it's thinking about state tournament time too.
Oh yeah, so, okay. And the guy who plays second since, you know, from Wrangell.
Okay.
So I'm like, oh, red versus blue. And there we go.
All right, great. And how about Dee Dee?
I would say that her third place match was probably the highlight of the trip, because it was a combination of her confidence was like at like the right spot. She knows how to wrestle. She had lost to this girl previously in previous years, and she went out and it was just fire. She went out tacked. You know, she was down in the last quarter, or excuse me, the last period, and then just turned it on. And then there she was. She took the victory. Good cry afterwards. We all did. So it was pretty awesome.
Emotional. Great. Okay. Yeah. Who else to mention?
So we did bring six kids, two girls, Dee Dee and Laquelle Deinhart. Laquelle, she's, again, brand new wrestler, but this was a great tournament to go to because it was the first time it was just a girls tournament, right? Girls separate from boys. So she wrestled just girls. She did lose two and out, but they were great two and outs. It was a good learning opportunity for her. So I was really proud of her. And then, so those were the two girls we took. Then you had four boys. We had Marcus Anderson, our 130. And Marcus, he's our freshman. And he went up and he went 2-2. And so he went up and he wrestled really hard, but then he wrestled against some tough upperclassmen, which in turn he found like, hey, you know, they're a little stronger than me. My technique is great, but that strength overall may have been a little harder for him. So now he knows what to focus on moving forward, especially in his career there. And so Marcus, and then we have Caden Duke. Caden Duke had a tough weekend, but the kid's still growing. I mean, he's like 6'1", and I think he's still growing. Mm-hmm. And him, the same thing, he still needs to work on a little bit more strength, which in turn, because they already have the skills there because they've been wrestling since they were little, then I think that, you know, in a couple years, he's going to be just dominant, right? Jonas Anderson, we did bring him up. However, just the day before, he did have an ankle injury. We were hoping that it was just one of those twinges, that it would just be a day thing. It ended up not being. So last minute, I made the decision to pull him from the tournament just because I'd rather have him fight ready than to possibly further injure his ankle. So, yeah. And then, of course, Kyle Biggers.
So Jonas at least got to watch his competition out.
Correct.
There.
Okay. Yes. And actually, again, the top contender was from Sitka. So we have him in Southeast, so we know who to go for in the upcoming tournaments. So.
Okay. And I think you're scheduled to go to Ketchikan this weekend.
We are scheduled to go to Ketchikan this weekend, yep. And that's another big tournament for Southeast. So we have a bigger team going, and we're pretty excited for that.
Get to see some of those bigger schools, hopefully.
Yes, and we're just really excited that's happening.